and welcome to Worst Collection Ever here on the Side Show Network, the podcast where we talk about our crappy comic book.
Funny. I was going to leave that in.
Thanks a lot. No. This is a podcast where we talk about our crappy comic book collection. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And we have two selections for you today. And hopefully I'll be able to talk through the rest of the podcast.
See, because this is good because we're already 30 seconds in and you've already explained the concept of the show to people.
Well, I to new listeners. Over it, sure.
Right, but you did it eventually. And you're not taking the 3 hours that it takes me to do it. So this is great.
Is true. Yeah, yeah.
This is great.
See, I'm smart.
Great.
We just would do, maybe we should mention the noise in the background. If there might be noise.
Yeah, if you're hearing some sort of background noise, it's because it's 90-some-odd degrees.
Yeah, it's fucking hot in L.A. today, and it's October.
It's October, and we're keeping the air on, and that's just how it's going to be, so.
I don't want to die of heat, so we're going to keep our air conditioner on, and it's loud as shit, because it's not like a fancy central air one. So, sorry.
But,
All right.
Great. So, let's get into it. First book today is our Marvel selection. It is The Mutant Misadventures of Cloak and Dagger.
Mm-hmm. Brand new to the collection.
Brand new. Welcome to the show, Cloak and Dagger. You guys, we're very happy to have you.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to our collection in general.
Yeah, we don't have any other
Cloak. This was the first one that we've ever bought. Because Cloak and Dagger is like one of those... are you familiar with Cloak and Dagger at all?
No, not really.
So Cloak and Dagger, basically... I think this is a bunch of horse shit, but they're apparently mutants that were pumped full of drugs.
So they're super mutants?
And so they're just people who were into drugs. I think they were druggies or they were runaway.
But they're mutants.
Well, they're mutants. Okay. Here's the deal, is that I guess they were pumped full of drugs and their mutant powers were activated.
Were they pumped full of drugs they themselves took, or were they?
No,
like,
I think it was some sort of
an experiment.
I think it was some sort of experiment or some other. So they were. I think they were like runaways.
Okay.
Like there were kids on the street,
sure.
And they got
street kids,
and they got picked to to get pumped full of drugs. You know, somebody grabbed them and says, "You drugs," and then they became, and then it just happened that they had picked two mutants, one of which is Cloak, which Cloak is a black dude who has a big cloak who somehow. Is able to, he has basically like an infinite void of darkness that envelops him at all times, but I guess it's also represented by this cloak that is...
Oh, we'll talk about that because it sort of explains a little later.
Yeah, and then there's Dagger who basically is the...
she's light.
She's light and she creates light daggers and stuff and,
But we also have to mention that this...
This particular issue, on the cover, Cloak is no more.
Cloak's now late.
And the shadows flow to their new master, which happens to be a woman with giant earrings and no clothes.
Yeah.
I forgot if she's a French woman. And it's funny because even though, in the corner of the books, they have, Marvel does.
Yeah, picture.
They'll have a little picture of the team or, the faces or, they'll have whatever. And already, it's this woman, and Dagger.
Yeah.
They're going for it.
Yep.
So, this is The Mutant Misadventures of Cloak and Dagger from...
Number five
from June 1989. So, let's do it. Stan Lee presents.
All right.
Yeah. Titled Ecstasy.
Oh, man.
Two teenage mutants whose latent abilities, were twisted by involuntary injections of a synthetic drug. He became a living portal to a cold dimension of darkness. She's a virtual generator of light. Together they're a Cloak and...
Dagger. But she is sad because Cloak is dead.
Cloak apparently died.
I don't know, he died.
He dies, so this is just like post...
post-death.
Well, this is post-death, but this is also post the Inferno storyline that went through... That started in the Marvel books, and X-Men books, and then it kind of jumped over to a few other books, including this one. And I think he was a part of that.
Sure.
So Cloak, he died.
Oh, So she's, like, hanging out, like, with her uncle, who looks like he's a priest.
He is a priest.
And she's just, like, holding the cloak and just sobbing. And she's so sad. And she's like, oh, I blame myself. And there's something about a demon.
Well, there were demons.
Because she's, like, blind, so she couldn't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know when she
became... I don't really
understand
this, like, she wasn't always blind.
She wasn't, no, she hasn't always been blind, but apparently she's blind
now.
This time around.
Yeah, and then there's something like this demon grabbed her, and she, like, shot it full of light, and then there's, like, a space car with a face on it.
That's Douglas. That's, oh, fuck, what's his name?
Space car?
No.
Oh.
Face
on a space car?
Warlock.
Facey?
From the Marvel New Mutants.
Can I call him Facey?
You can call him Facey, yes. Because, just...
like, look at it. It even has, like, a little, like, alien-type mouth.
Yep.
And, like, it's like...
But it's also a car.
Zoom. It's kind of cute, actually. It's supposed to be terrifying, but it's adorable.
But they tracked it. She shot, like, a light knife.
Yeah, she calls it a light knife, which is awesome.
Did she call it a light knife?
Yeah.
Where?
Doesn't she say, like, where would she say?
Light knives. Oh, she does
yeah,
call them
light knives.
I thought she was calling them her daggers because her name was
that's
dagger.
A better name for them than light knives.
Light knife. She shot a light knife into this darkness and they followed it in there. Apparently they just found his cloak.
Yeah, and he was gone.
And she is very sad and she's dramatically crying and knocking over things because
she can't see.
She can't see.
And her priest uncle is like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. We're going to put this cloak away. So he puts it in a chest and he locks it.
And then they drive out to the country.
And they're like, let's go, like, stand by a gravestone.
They go and bury it. Apparently, they just bury it wherever.
Sure. They're like,
they buried it in a park. Some kid's going to find it.
We're burying his cloak and this is, because, you know, he has no body. And so this is now his spot. So she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to stand here in the sunlight. He really would have liked it.
Yeah.
Cry. Whatever.
Sad. So now we go to France.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, is this France?
France.
Okay, so we're in France, and now we introduce to...
What's going on with that?
That's a skull.
Yeah, I know, but like it's like a dinosaur skull. Is that just like in her office?
Yeah. Yeah. She's one of those rich drug ladies.
Sure.
Mademoiselle... Ecstasy?
No, she's got another name.
So, Mademoiselle Deladier, that's probably French,
not French
some way, but...
Sorry, guys, we're not French.
This is Deladier.
Yeah, it's probably like Delayou or something.
And
right?
So, basically, she's, despite the occasional death, your sales of ecstasy are rising! Because
yeah.
this is
they call it her ecstasy drug as like it would be something different, but we're just like, so it's like ecstasy, right?
Like ecstasy,
like,
right? Like X?
Just like act like regular ecstasy. They're acting like it's something new and different.
And she's basically like, I ain't give a shit. Nobody's gonna fuck with me. I'm so rich.
I'm wearing a completely green outfit.
Yeah, for some reason she's wearing a completely green, like just green saran wrap.
Yeah.
And she's like talking shit.
Oh, she's yelling at everybody. She's like, oh, you know, I'm going to be the queen of the drug trade, whatever.
And apparently she...
There's like a sound on her balcony. Like, this guy thinks it's like maybe a mouse or something because it's kind of like a scratchy sound.
Yeah.
And so she looks out her window and we don't see what she sees, but then as soon as she turns around, she kicks everybody out. Just get the fuck out of my office, you guys. I hate you all. And then she opens her balcony window, and there is the cloak, and it's, like, tied to the balcony. And I guess it was hers to begin with.
Or something to that. Apparently, there's a box.
Yay.
She's like, I'm ecstasy. You know, she's naming herself after her own drug.
Yeah.
And apparently, Dr. Strange 78, we learned more about this. I
don't care.
So... So now we go back to we're back in New York,
yep.
And priest Dagger and
some schlub
Nick Offerman,
yeah, Nick Offerman.
And some guy with hair,
yeah,
with a vest. That's nice. Look at that vest. That's an '80s vest and shoulder pads.
I know it's pretty intense.
They want you to know this is 1989, guys. Don't forget it.
Yeah, please don't forget it.
Please don't forget that you men and women can wear it. He's wearing the same outfit that one woman was wearing in Hawk and Dove.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Delta Burke shoulder pads.
He's like, hey, can I borrow your Delta Burke shoulder pads? Because I got to go.
I really want to be on Designing Women. So, like, he also has, like, a Superman curl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Handsome man.
Yeah.
So, apparently, okay, so he's the therapist. He's a therapist.
Yeah, to help her deal with her blindness. To help Dagger deal with her blindness.
Oh, because this is her dad. Nick Offerman's her dad.
Yeah.
Okay. And...
but he doesn't even look old enough to be her dad. He looks like her brother.
Yeah, well, he's got a mustache, so he's just old.
Oh, okay.
If you have a mustache, and automatically, it's kind of like...
didn't you have a mustache in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was everybody's dad.
Everybody's dad looks like Freddie Mercury?
Yes.
What's your Twitter handle picture?
The Twitter handle picture, I was Freddie Mercury, a.k.a. the father of Cheektowaga.
Good job, babe.
Yeah. But, so apparently he's telling her, he's like, look, it sucks that you're blind, but you're pretty healthy.
Yeah.
You have good self-awareness in your body because you know how to dance. Apparently she's a dancer.
And you, since you could see before, you already have, like, the groundwork of the concepts of, like, you know, what things are. And
apparently she has a highly developed sensory system. I guess she's fucking Daredevil.
Whatever.
Whatever. I guess the drugs did it to her, so yay, drugs. So she's like, he's like, look, why, you know, and it's funny because
this is what I don't understand. Like, so he just gets through telling her, like, oh, you know, he calls her, like, the advantageous blind or something. Because
yeah, what was that?
She's already, like, well-adapted with, like, how things work, like, socially when you can see. But for some reason, he's talking to her and she's not looking at him. And he, like, grabs her face and he's like, you need to look at me. You have to look where the sound is coming from. And I'm like, she should already do that automatically, because that's what you do when you can see, so this shouldn't be, like, news to her.
But apparently, and apparently she has the great powers of being a daredevil.
Yeah.
So you think she'd be doing this in the first place.
Well, she should, because, like, that's what you do. Like, somebody talks to you, and you look at them. Like, you're taught to do that since you're
young. If I yelled at a blind person right now, they would be looking at me.
They would probably turn their face to look at you.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, she shouldn't have to be taught that concept. She already knows that that's how things work socially.
But
whatever.
For the sake of this comic book.
Sure.
Right. So we get actually a lot of panic.
There's a lot of it. There's also, where's the part where her dad gets all
pissy? Oh, it's up here. He's talking about, yeah, he's like, there's a lot of, like, you know, you're blind, but things could be good. And,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I understand.
You,
you know, I mean, life as a blind person, you know.
Could be extremely difficult.
I'm assuming thankfully, you know, we are blessed, but.
Yes.
You know, and unfortunately for people that have to deal with blindness, you know, this is kind of like, actually, it's funny because you get to the editorial of such of this book. There's, like, a part where it's like, all right, you know, for blind people, you know, if you have somebody that's blind or whatever, you know, you can talk all these numbers and stuff. It's very, you know, much like, hey, you know, this is a coping book.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna help you.
Yeah. But anyway,
it printed in Braille?
No, I don't know.
That's a good question to ask. This is a coping book, but not for people who are actually blind.
Adventitious.
Adventitious blind.
Adventitious. Is that how you say it, right?
I guess.
Okay. So anyway, so he's, you know, talking about this stuff, and he's like, oh, well, you know, you can cross the street.
And his dad's like, no, Nick Offerman's like, she will not be crossing a street. No daughter of mine. And then they're like, no, it's cool. Maybe she should, like, you know.
And then he's, like, trying to teach her how to fight automatically.
I don't know if he's teaching her that. He's just saying, like, here's, like, the position you should keep your hand in. It's called, like, a defensive something. In case you walk into something.
Basically, he's teaching her wax on and wax
basically.
Off. You know, and he's kind of, you know, he's going through this. So it's, yeah.
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot of this. Well, for a second down here, so she's, like, she's talking about how she had to use a phone, but she couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
There's a little story, you know, a little star. I tell you, last issue, while being chased by Cronuts, I thought it said Cronuts.
Oh, man.
She's
chased by Cronuts?
I, you know what?
She just stops and eats her way out.
I would be like, wait a minute, you're just Cronuts. Hop, 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 hop.
He's
like, no, I didn't realize that would be a thing. I'm a Cronut, now I'm dead.
I've never had a Cronut.
You never had a Cronut?
No.
You're not missing much.
I want a Cronut.
We can get them.
Where?
There's a series of L.A. places that sell Cronuts.
Are they, like, the same, though? Because I thought that New York place was, like, the place for Cronuts.
Well, obviously the New York Cronuts are going to be better.
Yeah.
But, you know, because that's where it started. But L.A. figured it out.
Sort
and,
of.
Yeah, and I wasn't...
Yeah, well, they can say L.A. figured out pizza, too, but they're fucking lying.
There's a California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
That's where they do the good pizza in California.
It's not even that good.
No, it's not.
Sad.
It's sad pizza. Anyways, so we get more of this. I mean, it's just
there's a lot of like how she can find the phone and like how she can orient herself in a room, and like so she's doing good. she's doing good.
Yeah, and so sometime later, I guess.
Oh yeah, so then we get this lady detective who we've not seen up until this point.
I don't know who this is.
She's just some lady detective, and like she goes home to her place. And she's thinking about how sad she is because, like... Because,
like, Cloak died.
Cloak died. I guess she was Cloak's friend. And, like...
Her partner's dead.
And, like, you know, life is kind of shitty. So she's sad. And so she walks into her apartment and it's dark. But she hears a voice that says, don't turn on the lights. And it's her dead partner.
Her dead partner is back from the dead. She got green eyes.
She's like, oh, my God. And so, like, she sits down. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so happy to see you. Can I just please... Like, I just want to touch you, because maybe they were lovers. Oh.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But so...
I'm not sure what's going on. Does this woman's feet smell? Is that what's going
that
on?
That sticks to the impression that if you were reading this, and because there's a bunch of dialogue talking about, like, remember our college classes, and yet her feet start to smolder with stink.
They're like stink lines coming off of them. I'm like, so does this woman smell of feet? Does she smell of Limburger cheese?
Like, she's like... I don't want to tell you. I don't want you to turn the light on because you'll be surprised.
I just want you to smell me.
I am now made of cheese.
I just want you to smell me.
I am now made of Fromunda cheese.
I reek, but don't turn on the light to find out why. Just sit there and breathe in my noxious odors.
Please do not be alarmed. I am now made of manure.
So I'm wearing skunks for shoes. Like, I just, like, stepped into, like, live skunks. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So, like, all this, like, stink stuff is going on.
And she does turn on the light, and apparently this woman just kind of dissipates. And I don't know who this... Now she's green.
Yeah, I don't know who flying, she is. She's leaving stinkiness. Yeah, she looks like a smelly She-Hulk with, like, eyebrows.
With a giant blowout.
Yeah, and she smells.
And she smells.
She's stinky.
I probably should have researched who she is, but...
I don't care.
I'll probably never read the
book
again.
She's the stink monster.
Stink monster!
So stink monster
flies. She's manure woman!
She's what happens after you eat a Halloween Whopper.
Yes!
She's green.
She's like, I am the product of Halloween Whoppers. Everywhere.
Green poo!
All the shit that was green from Halloween Whoppers.
Yeah.
That people have eaten across the world.
Yeah.
Has come together to create this woman who is now a supervillain.
Yes.
And now Cloak and Dagger have to stop them. But Cloak is dead. It's just Dagger. And she's blind. And she has light knives. We're fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked by we are fucked by Halloween Whopper Feces Woman.
Halloween Whopper Feces Woman.
I'm gonna pitch that to Marvel.
Yeah, Stanley would be like, Excelsior, and just run away.
And we'll go to Kamikaze and just be like,
how about this?
How about a woman made of the feces of everybody that's eaten Halloween Whoppers this season, and she comes together to fight Spider-Man.
I love it. Here's $1 million.
It's $1 million.
Write that right
there. Here's $1 million to go away and never come back.
Hey, I'd take that. Anybody want to give me $1 million to go away and never come back? I'll do it.
Anyway, okay. So
I will stop this podcast if you give me $1 million. I'll be like, all right.
Don't ever do a podcast again. Here's $1 million. Oh,
done.
Okay. All right, so...
Just write about it.
We're back in France.
Oh, yeah.
Shit's happening. Oh, okay, so shit's happening, and then, like, I think this guy's a competitor for her.
Yeah, a drug competitor. It's translated.
See, he's probably a father,
French.
Too. He's got a mustache.
Yeah, well, that guy looks a little older.
Yeah, he does.
And they all look like they have, like, stereotypical, like, 80s man hair. Like, my dad had hair like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
like it's
late,
all
late
like
89. That's what's it's France.
Song. Yeah,
it's also France because then they're this is back when Europe was behind a couple years.
Oh yeah, instead of being awesome.
Yeah, instead
like
of being
they are now,
awesome now, Europe was like, hey, you know what? We got to keep these hairstyles going a couple more years.
Yeah.
So even if we're French, we're still gonna do the Jen's dad hair comb over.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a comb over. It's just like, how do I even explain it? It's like short hair that like has it's like. All to one side.
It's all the one side, and there's sideburns.
Yeah. It's like that. Jen's dad's hair. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so Ecstasy shows up, and she's using her cloak.
Yeah, but she's also, I don't understand her outfit.
Well, she's like, using the darkness, the dark force.
Is she naked? Is that what's going on?
She's naked, like, but she's using the darkness to, like, cover her up. So basically she's made, like, underwear.
But that's just...
And gloves.
Don't you think that's, like, a lot of work? Like, what if the dark, like, so if...
Apparently
if
she's already been familiar with this cloak,
but
though.
If there's light, does that mean your clothing goes away? Like, if there's no way for shadows to appear... Are you just, like, butt-ass naked?
I don't know.
Like, it's because, like, literally it's just, like, a bikini bottom. And, like she's got, like, a, like, going up her leg, like a fucking Mayday pole. And then she's got, like, a, I don't know, like, over one tit and then, like, kind of like a bra top on the other. So it's, like, a pasty with, like, a bra top.
And she's got, like a mask
it's like,
over her
eyes, it's, like, too. Little Kim at the MTV Movie Awards when she wore pasty on one side and, like, the, you know what I'm talking about?
Really,
yeah. It's insane. And then it also is giving her eye makeup.
Right, and gloves.
And it's stupid. It's just like, oh, and apparently it's also giving her high heels.
Oh, yeah, it's giving her shoes.
It's giving her
trust
shoes.
Trust in darkness, it'll give you shoes. And apparently so what's happening is like
dark
all these people
shoes.
All these people are shooting at her and they're shooting like through her.
And she's like, look at my vagina.
And she's like,
and her vagina wins.
Her vagina's winning,
her
and then
vagina's on fire.
And she can use. And this is something that
this vagina's on fire.
Yeah, apparently there's
sorry.
Fire vaginas.
Fire vagina.
Oh no, because one guy's got like a fire gun.
I don't know. She wraps some dudes up in her cloak.
Well, what's the thing? Because cloak can envelop people in this dark in the darkness and like send them to like this dark dimension.
Yeah,
or something.
She's like also like leaping. She's got two grown men like strapped to her back, and she's like jumping.
Yeah, and apparently he had to do this. Occasion, you know, like he didn't want to do it, but apparently, like
you have to feed people to the darkness.
Feed people to the darkness, or I guess what
like
would,
the band,
but
the darkness.
Yes, the band that I believe in, they call Love Darkness.
Yeah. So, like, if you didn't give that, like, so enough souls were given to that guy that he's not going to make another music video,
right?
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's basically right. Exactly how that happened.
Yeah,
like, they thought about it. It's like there'll be a years later, the darkness.
Just reminds me, so when that song came out, you know, I believe that they called Love. Which is such a throwback to, like, you know, big rock.
It's like British heavy metal.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, it's a real throwback to, like, old school stuff. And, like, I was in the car with a friend of mine, and somebody had given him that album. And they'd burned it to a CD. That's how old I am, because it was on a CD. Mm-hmm. And it was a burned CD, and, like, they played the Darkness song, the I Believe in a Thing Called Love. And, like, halfway through... My friend just ejects the CD and rolls out his window and goes, I believe in a thing called hate, and throws it right out the window. That was it. So no more darkness for him.
I like that song.
A lot of people like that song, but my friend was not a big fan, and he threw a burned CD out a window
to prove his point. He wasn't like, he actually bought it.
Well, I know.
He basically like this... I guess if you wrap up bodies in this, it just basically makes you into, like, ghosts.
So
stuff.
It's basically just, like, a big spider thing.
I guess.
Because it, like, envelops them and, like, sucks them dry. Because that guy looks like he's a husk.
It does, like, You ever see the Beastmaster?
No.
Okay. Well, then you won't get this.
Okay.
And maybe there's basically these guys in the Beastmaster cover people in, like, their cloaks, and then they just make them into goo.
Ew.
And all their bones drop.
Ew.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, actually.
Neat.
So anyway, so she's ha-ha-ha-ing.
She's so happy she killed a bunch of people.
Kill everybody. Kaboom, smash. And then we get...
like, fucking 3 pages of Cloak walking around her hallway.
They even give us a map.
They're like, follow along. I like how one of them's labeled Mystery Apartment.
Well, right. But it's also, too, like, who gives a shit as to why...
I don't.
Why do we... Yeah, why do we need this? Like, why do we care about this?
I don't know.
The fans do not care.
I don't know. Maybe if it's like, well, if you're dealing with somebody who's blind, maybe a map like this helps you understand
okay.
how they tell stuff.
You know what? Yeah, this
how
is probably
understand.
More. This is probably more for people who, like, if you're a kid and maybe your mom is blind, maybe your sibling is blind.
Sure, maybe this helps.
And you just feel like, oh, this character is blind and she'll understand.
And this is how we can navigate.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, she navigates her way around the apartment, like, her hallway being like,
apparently
oh.
she knows everything about everybody in her apartment.
Yeah, she knows like, her neighbors, which, that's weird. Like, nobody knows their neighbors, especially in fucking New York.
Yeah, I know. Apparently she's friends with all of her neighbors. She knows this person's got got cooking, and she cooks with garlic, and this one, or cabbage,
yeah.
And this one, this is the closet for this.
You know what I know about my neighbors? What animals they have.
Yes.
That's it. I know about their pets.
I know about one of the guys. I also know one of them likes to draw.
Yeah, I
and
guess.
Another one likes to grill.
Yeah, they're out there grilling.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I know.
That's it. That's all I know about my neighbors.
Don't know anything else about the neighbors.
Because I can't tell you who lives in what apartment, but I can tell you what dog lives in what apartment.
Yeah, exactly. And so she's doing this. And at one point, so she goes by a house, by an apartment, and here's a dog barking inside. And she goes, it's okay, Chico. It's Tandy from across the hall, because everybody knows Tandy.
Yeah.
Jessica Tandy.
Uh-huh.
Dagger.
Yeah. No. There's going to be a Driving Miss Daisy crossover.
Driving Miss Dagger?
Driving Miss Dagger.
is Cloak going to drive her?
Sure.
Can we make
Cloak's
that?
Cloak's dead now, though.
Oh, Cloak's dead. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe if you, like, went back a couple issues.
So, this is my favorite part. So, she's walking down the hall, and she's like, oh, I'm Tandy across the hall. We'll come over and bring you a dog, yummy.
But there's a panel of the dog.
It's a panel of the dog, and he's barking, and...
And he's thinking, good deal.
He's saying good deal because he's barking.
Oh, that's right. So he's barking, good deal, but it's translated from dog.
Because the editor is like, look, if I could try, I translated French earlier because, you know, when she was in France, when they were all in France, she was translating, you know, they do like they do where they just translate, say, oh, this would be, they would be speaking in French, but here's what they're actually saying because I'm not going to write a bunch of French.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But apparently the dog's just like, good deal. Which, it's cute, and, like, I just want there to be more animals translated. I just want more animals to be translated.
Why aren't more animals translated?
I don't know.
There should be.
So we get more of this, and, okay. All right.
Yeah, she's got a Julia Roberts mouth, and that fucking.
Yeah, they drew her mouth huge.
Her mouth is ginormous. It, like, takes up approximately the entire lower half of her face.
So she goes back
and she's so happy, oh my god, and then she's like, okay, I have to go see Cloak. She doesn't notice that the Cloak's actually gone. But she goes and, like, she then...
How did she find this? Did she use her...
I'm assuming somebody must have driven her there.
Well, somebody drove her, but, like, she's there by herself. I'm assuming they walked her. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they walked her or whatever. Maybe she counted the steps or I don't know. And then she's just like, you told me that you love me and I didn't answer you, but now I'm gonna, I love you! But then she, like, makes it, like, really bright and, like...
She explodes with
like
love. Light love.
Light love. She's like, oh, I'm here. And then she, like, collapses on his grave and, like, cries. I love you. So that's where we leave her.
We leave her, and then we go back to see Ecstasy, and apparently she's like...
Who only has one outfit. She only wears green or nothing.
Green saran wrap or...
Maybe that's why she couldn't wear anything else. Maybe she needed... she was like, this is the only outfit I have. The Darkness was like, I'll make you a tit bikini.
The Darkness, the band, the Darkness, made for her.
Yeah.
Because they were like rockers. They're like, hey, all right, you want a piece of that? We'll move over here, over there. Yeah,
make
rock and roll. I believe in a thing called...
Naked.
Naked.
I believe in a thing called naked. We're nudists.
I believe in a thing called sparse clothing.
It's cool, bro. We're nudists.
I shred my guitar, and then I shred your clothes. Rock and roll.
Just used all of our eyeliner to make you a dress.
Yeah, pretty much. So I guess she's basically, Ecstasy is like, all right, well, I gotta kill Dagger.
Yeah, because she's the only one who can stop me.
She got a big butler guy, too. Does he, like, turn into a monster or something like that? Because usually when, like, in books or movies, if, like, a woman's got, like, a giant butler, usually it's, like, you know, they serve some other purpose. Like, you know, he turns into a demon or something.
He must. You know what's really funny about that is because, like, he's drawn... Fully, like a full body shot, but like to fit him in the panel, they bend his knees and like hunched into his back. Because it's like, if he was standing up straight, his head wouldn't fit in this panel.
Yeah, apparently he's just got this constant.
And he's
slouch.
Also, he's dressed like it's, what, the 1700s? Or he's like a pilgrim or something?
Yeah.
Because he's got like.
A pilgrim.
Well, he's got like buckle shoes. Look at that.
He does have
like, buckle
shoes.
Right? He's got like a. Really, like, he's got that pirate shirt from Seinfeld.
He's just like a nobleman.
He's got tails, and he's wearing leggings.
Jeggings.
I'm sure he's got some crotch issues going on there.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's going to kill
Dagger. Old school crotches make her. That's a thing.
So she's going to kill Dagger at some point. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it for the book. And real quick, we have the letters page.
Yeah.
The letters page is worth noting because it's called Dark Dispatches.
Yep.
Sharp. And they just, you know, like I said here, they have a bunch of stuff here about being, you know, about coping with blindness and stuff like that, which is actually, you know, it's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess next issue, yeah, they get the her and Ecstasy fight. But here's the thing. So, like, usually in, like, the pages, like, the letter page, you'll have, like, some sort of, like, you know, cute name for the letters page,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have like the characters doing something like usually with letters, or usually they'll do whatever. There's something going on.
Yes.
And this one, it's a picture of a mailbox, and since Cloak is dead, it's Dagger on her knees, clutching the cloak
right by the mailbox.
Right by the mailbox, because which actually I do kind of appreciate that attention to detail.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, because it means, you know, when they come back, you know, he'll be back there, and you know they'll be like, you know, maybe they'll be reading mail or something like that. But they had to go out of the way to be like, hey, she's dead. And, you know, this is the mail page.
Yeah.
You know, we have to make sure all the stuff is here. So that's it for the Mutant Misadventures of Cloak and Dagger.
Would you read
number five? Number five from June 1989.
Would you read the next issue?
No.
No. Me either.
No, I don't need to bother with this.
No, nobody does.
I feel like we, you know, like I've always wondered, you know, what the appeal of Cloak and Dagger was to people, because I guess they're like, they're teen heroes, and they're,
sure,
you know, they're diverse, and they're this, but they're just boring. Because basically, like, you know, Cloak's, you know, got this big, giant cloak, it just sucks people into it, and Dagger just, like, throws a bunch of light, and it's like, you know, and she looks hot, because she's got, like, this outfit that's kind of like there's a dagger on, it's cut into her outfit.
Yeah.
As such that, you know,
tits.
Like, you see, like, her skin based on that. And I remember being a kid.
Yeah.
You know, seeing that and being like, hey, I'm young, and I think I might have a feeling here. You know?
Was it a pants feeling?
It was a pants feeling. I was like, I had to engage more into, why is this woman showing so much skin in my Secret Wars 2 comic? Like, that was basically what was going on. I was like, oh, okay, I need to, you know, need to develop more feelings for this. And then I did.
Pants feelings.
But, you know, but I mean, that being much older now and reading this, what a waste of time.
Yep.
You know, other than for the purposes of the show. So, no, I would not read it. What about you?
No. I don't care.
You don't.
I don't care. I just don't. I don't understand how that woman's clothes are like shadow heels.
Yeah, the heels are a question, because I mean, you think she maybe was just wearing the heels.
The darkness is just like, let's give you some sweet ass Jimmy Choo looking footwear. Like, I don't know. Just fuck that thing. I don't care.
The darkness will give you shoes.
Yeah,
the darkness. The bad. I think the
what the hell? Like, why? Where's the darkness? I like shoes. I'd like some shoes.
So, according to this comic book, The Darkness says you get shoes. Can you give me shoes?
So, like, if I go outside tonight, am I just going to, like, sprout heels? Like, fucking stilettos just grow out of the bottom of my foot?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Creepy.
Yes, that would be creepy. Yes. And cool at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Cloak and Dagger.
If I can find a way.
All right, we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Here on...
This is my Cher impression. I hope you enjoyed it. I can't hit the high notes of The Darkness. I sound too much like a man. Sorry. Even though the guy from The Darkness is a man. I don't know if this makes sense, but whatever. I am not a soprano, okay? I have no falsetto.
Everybody is.
Right.
So welcome back. Worst collection ever here on Sideshow Network. Next book is our DC selection. It is Orion.
Oh, shit, it's Orion.
That should have been on the first issue.
Yeah, why wasn't that on the first issue?
Orion number 9 from February 2001.
Relatively new for our collection.
Yeah, how about that?
Relatively recent book.
Talking about... 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Man, that's
those people starting high school who are as old as this comic book.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Maybe they'll. Maybe
so
they'll...
we were still alive. Now we're older. Anyway, continue.
On the cover, No Quarter, No Mercy. And apparently him, Orion, of the New Gods, is fighting Mantis.
Yes.
Of
Apocalypse.
Kind of
has like a Loki helmet going on.
Yeah, he's always looked like this. It's weird, too, because I don't know. I've always known Mantis to look a certain way.
Uh-huh.
Because there's the DC Superpowers figure of him that looks nothing like this.
Yeah.
But this is how he actually looks. And the funny thing is that when there's a DC Superpowers of Orion that looks nothing like Orion, except for maybe, like, certain aspects of it.
Yeah.
You
Does
know?
He have, like, his little thing he sits on?
No. No, I have the figure. Basically, he looks like he's got an upturned, white upturned garbage can on his head. And you squeeze his arms, and it changes between his regular face and his rage face.
Why would he look so different?
Because he has, like, berserker rage or something, because he's
an ultimate warrior. Why would the figure look so much different than the actual character?
I don't know. These are good questions.
Were they just like, we don't know what he looks like, and we can't get anybody to give us a picture, so fuck it?
We work at DC. We're useless.
No one will go to the archives for us.
Jack Kirby won't talk to us.
Yeah.
All right. So, but anyway, my question, I was asking this earlier after reading this, I was like, who is this for?
That's such a good question.
Because I will admit, New Gods, with the exception of Darkseid, and sometimes Mr. Miracle, and sometimes Orion.
I like Big Barda.
And Big Barda, yeah, Big Barda. And Oberon's fun.
Yeah.
You know, because
they're
anything that's related to that stuff. But all the other geeks, like your fucking Orion, Orion in, your Mantis, your Darks, your Desaad, your High Father, fucking whatever, your Forever People.
That's also my question, because, like, I like, you know, like Apocalypse and Darkseid, whatever. Like, I'll keep that shit. New Genesis and everybody who fucking lives on it can go to hell.
Yeah, it's just boring.
I don't care. And I'm like, who is this for?
Or they can swim in hell.
They can swim in hell, which we'll discuss later. But, like, I've never met anybody who likes the New Gods. It's like, oh my god, the New Gods, man. Like, they're my favorite. I've never met anybody
who likes them. But you know why they get such a good rap? Why they're so revered? Is because Jack Kirby created it.
Yeah, I know.
And it was Jack Kirby's, like, big work for DC.
Yeah.
You know, outside of, like, all the other stuff he's done.
But it's
Jack
also,
Kirby's
like, a lot of hippie fucking bullshit, smoking weed, dropping acid crap going on.
Yeah, no, it's boring as shit, and it's just a bunch of, you know...
It's a little too mystical. It's a too woo-woo for me.
It's
too woo-woo.
It's not even too much woo-woo. It's just kind of...
It is. It's just like all this, like, mystical, like, I'm sensitive, and we're feeling the ions, and I'm like, shut up. Like, all of you were annoying.
But so here's the thing, though. So they made this series in 2001, and I didn't realize this was a thing up until maybe kind of recently, that this was an actual series.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, who the fuck was reading this?
Well, somebody. There's 9 issues of it.
I don't know how long it went, but apparently this was a thing. Like they still kind of do this because they had a Forever People series recently.
Yeah.
Or like the Infinity Man.
They did.
Man.
Yeah, they did.
Got canned.
I'm pretty sure it got canned.
There's a Tachyon series. Tachyon's one of the guys in this book.
Yeah.
But it's like, why? Who? Well, I mean, Mr. Miracle is the only one, but like he's kind of like here and he lives on the Earth.
Right, he's not.
You know, when him and Barda are like just being wacky, and there's Oberon, and it's like, okay, great.
Yeah.
All these other guys, like you throw them off for a few times, like you kill them off, like you do a Death of New Gods, like we did before.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So we start off here, and I guess.
I don't know. Some chick who's like female Skeletor.
She's. That's a female skull.
Well, she's kind of like,
she's Smurfette.
Kind of, but she has like a skull on her head. She's like if Skeletor, she would be like.
If Skeletor was a sexy lady?
She's sexy Skeletor. Like if you were going to make a Skeletor costume for Halloween.
I knew that's where you're going.
This is exactly what she would look like. She's painted blue and she's got like a skull on her head, but she's got like tits and ass and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you can't have, like, even if you're, like, a skeleton, you have to have tits and ass.
Yeah, you gotta be, you gotta rock
your
rocket.
Make sure that boners like you.
And apparently, he's...
So, yeah, Orion wakes up.
Orion wakes up, but he's having, like, a...
A flashback or something?
Like, he's having, like, yeah, he's having, like, a seizure or flashback.
Oh,
or,
yeah, because something...
Like, he says, I saw a clone, or, I don't know, he's having visions, and he's, like...
Something's going on.
But he's like, you know what? I ain't gonna let Desaad, who's basically like, you know, Darkseid's torturer.
Right.
You know, he's like, I ain't gonna let him mess with me. So
right, because what's going on is basically Orion is leading Apocalypse at the moment. Like, I don't know where Darkseid is.
He's leading Apocalypse?
Yeah, he's heads Apocalypse. Isn't that what's going on?
I don't know.
I thought he said.
Here's the thing.
Didn't he say, like, I want it in combat? Like, he says it later.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we're going to have to find out, because I feel like he's ruling over Apocalypse at the moment, and he's definitely on Apocalypse, and he's, like, living with this Skeletor lady, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we'll figure out exactly what's going on.
So now we jump to...
Metropolis.
Jump to Metropolis for some reason.
And there's, like...
So there's, like, some kid.
Yeah, some homeless kid.
And... He's asking for some money and a sandwich.
Change.
Some guy walks by and throws out a whole sandwich.
Guy's like, well, please give me a sandwich, bro. So he, like, gets it out of the trash, and he eats it, and he instantly falls asleep.
Yeah. And then we get a minute later where his girl, companion comes. It's like, hey, where'd you go? And we see somebody carrying him away.
Yeah.
And... So he throws him into this car?
Yeah, I guess. So he gets thrown into a car. And then we cut back to New Genesis.
And we got Mark Moonrider and Big Bear, the Forever People, so fuck you.
And, like, Big Bear, he's got one of those mane faces.
Well, I don't understand. They all have these ways, these cowls they put on. Like, I don't understand that.
So, like, is that his actual hair, or is it, like, a cowl with hair on it?
I don't know. That's actually, I was looking at that, because I was like, okay, so, like, how does he fit?
Looks like a lion's mane.
It looks like a lion's mane, or like a big, like, you know, bear or whatever. Yeah, but oh no, okay, lion's mane.
Yeah.
And he is wearing it on his face, but it kind of looks like, I mean, how do you get that, you know, because he has like an antenna, I think, coming out of his head. So he's wearing like one of those cowls, but somehow the hair just kind of fits on his face. It just doesn't.
It's like an animal man cowl, so without, like, going over the eyes, it just goes around the side of the face, like, all the way around, but, like, then his hair is just, like, pfft. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but apparently there's some,
He feels like a
ionization is happening.
Yeah, there's basically a disturbance in the Force.
And
there's, like, a bunch of hell spores.
Hellbore. Apocalyptian Hellbore.
Have been hidden on New Genesis.
Yes. And they're basically like Sarlacc pits, but full of fire.
Yeah. And they're all about to explode.
They're big flaming assholes in the ground.
Yeah, well, they're going to be bigger flaming assholes in a minute. So it's like, diarrhea hasn't happened, but it's about to.
Yeah.
So then,
so basically,
I don't understand what's going on with the mother box.
So the mother box are basically, I think, kind of like...
Is that like their life force? Or like, what is going on with the mother box? Is that like a god... I thought it was just supposed to get
the mother box is basically like the iPhone that tells you to do everything.
Yeah, but I thought it just told you to go from one place to another. But like later on, which we'll talk about, like Orion says his is dead.
Yeah, because he didn't charge it.
Yeah, but like people are like, oh my god, it's actually dead, and they're like sad about it. I'm like, it's kind of like
the box died. It's like
I guess it's been like if your iPhone dies and you don't have a charger.
Imagine if your iPhone dies and you're with all your friends
no
and you can't
charger.
Take a selfie and you're not.
And there's no charger. There's like no such thing as a charger.
No charger.
And you're just like
he
well,
doesn't have an aux cord.
Take it back to Apple and maybe like take it to the.
He needs
Mac
to go
store.
To the mother bar.
Yeah, take it
to
the mother
to the
bar.
Mother
and
Genius
maybe,
bar.
Maybe it'll wake up.
And they will. They, if you have, does he have mother care on his mother box?
Oh man, sometimes just you know they don't really last that long. That's why they put a new mother box out every year. This is the mother box 6S.
He's probably got a 3.
Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe that's his problem.
He's like, oh, yours just doesn't work.
He needs the 6S. So anyway, like they're like, okay, so.
So anyway, so basically, in order to stop this, I guess Moonrider has some sort of like power juice thing where he can, like, shoot stuff out of his hands.
It's going to negate the diarrhea spew.
Right. And so,
from the hell
and so he asks Big Bear to throw him...
like a fucking javelin. And, like, the mother box will, like, lead his way or whatever.
Yeah, because this works. And he just throws him over the bunch of these spores.
And it's so convenient. They're, like, right in a row. You don't want to, like, hide them places no one would find them. No, you just put them all right in a row, I guess. So they all...
And then, well, the thing is, too, is they don't want them to happen because New Genesis is, like, the perfect...
It's pretty.
Pretty area. So if there's something with Apocalyptian...
This is very NIMBY. It's not... I don't want hellbores in my backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, like, what happens when people try to bring, you know, like, a fucking Walmart to New York City. It's like that's.
So imagine him shooting down a bunch of Walmarts.
Yeah, just be like, oh no, suburban blight.
Right.
Gentrification. Ah, whatever.
So many deep themes in this book.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want you to build that cement plant near our house.
Not in my backyard.
Yeah. So he like throws him like a javelin, and he uses all of his powers, but he misses one.
He misses one because he loses. He doesn't have enough power. By the time he gets to the last
and
one.
And he just really just, like, fucking face plants. Like, he's going through the air, and he's, like, 50 feet up, and of course he can't fly, and then he just goes, poof.
But then, so then, Seraphan.
Guy dressed like a fucking cowboy.
The cowboy man, who actually we remember from
he
The Death of the Ninja.
He has bullets on his hat.
But, no, apparently there's some sort of, like, space bullets.
Or because space cure.
Space cure, because he pulls off one of these, he gets to Moonrider, and he pulls off one of these space bullets, and he's, like,
Doom buggy, like,
They have like a car. There was actually remember in they talk about that
Justice
in the
League.
Young Justice.
Oh, in Young Justice.
Yeah, because remember like what's his face Superboy had a ride in or something.
Oh yeah.
There's some bullshit with the Forever
people
in that, or
right.
Something with or somebody big. I think Big Bear's in it. I'm like whatever.
I'm fine if they just show up at the in the periphery and like hang out and like help out every once in a while, but I don't want to read a whole book about them.
Nope.
Anyway.
So he uses one of his space bullets to help Seraphan live. Or Moonrider live.
And he's like, oh, you live. I'm so glad I get to see your dumb hat.
Yeah, you're.
And that's just a way of saying, like, we fuck, and that's cool. So, but unfortunately now they have, like, a flaming hellbore.
Yeah, it's gotten bigger.
Mouth.
Big flaming anus.
So,
yeah, and there's Tachyon. And
so they take him to the hospital, and they're like, oh... You destroyed all but one, but it could have been a lot worse, so, you know, thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
However, people are kind of pissed off in our floating city.
Yeah, they're mad.
Yeah. They're like, oh, now, it's kind of, you know, basically the same thing, like, oh, there goes the neighborhood.
Not in my backyard. Darkseid, Orion's worse than Darkseid ever was, so, yeah, because I think, okay, so maybe Darkseid.
Darkseid.
Or Darkseid. Maybe Orion didn't win that from Darkseid, because Orion's the one that's in charge, and they're blaming him.
Right.
For fucking it over.
Yes.
And how they're all like, you know, I mean, because, you know, of course, Orion is Darkseid's son.
Right.
That was
trained.
Adopted by, yeah, basically, they swap sons.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, is this Orion?
Who, here?
Over here, is this, did Orion do this?
I don't know who did this.
I don't know who did this either.
I'm assuming it's Desaad, or is it, no, this is Metropolis. Because Orion's not in Metropolis.
So who the hell is this?
This is that kid.
I know, but who's doing it to this kid?
I don't know.
So, like, that kid who got, like, drugged by the sandwich?
The fuck are we saying?
The kid who got drugged by the sandwich.
Just by having you utter that makes me want to, like, walk out a window. I was like, I'm done.
It's like in the IT crowd, and that guy just jumps out the window. He's like,
Just like, I just feel like I just kind of had a moment where Homer Simpson just like, I'm out of here. My brain.
They can't handle the sentence I just said.
I'm like, really? Is this what we're doing? Is this where I've gotten with my life?
That's what we're doing with our life. 35-year-old people, fucking
great.
Talking about guys being poisoned by sandwiches. So,
anyway, so he's
like tied up in a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know
what he said. He's just tied up in some sort of device.
I don't know. It's a super magic device. He's like, who are you? I didn't do anything. What the fuck? And like, then they like turn on the power and it kills him?
Apparently.
Is that what happens?
Whoever this is, and he's out to murder young hobos.
Yeah, that's his deal. There's a lot of hobo stabbing lately. Like, Gotham had a stabbing.
His name is Theodore.
I guess.
Alvin Simon Theodore.
I don't know. Is that Alfred?
Alfred. Well, he's got. Look at his giant gloves. It's like Alfred, but like with.
Alfred if he had to, you know, use electrical equipment.
Okay. And then
so that's Batman.
And whoever this. Okay, so Batman apparently wants a.
Wants
a video of.
He wants to kill hobos.
A videotaped fight between the new gods.
Oh, sure.
Because DVDs just haven't really been.
It just made me think of that Patton Oswalt Christmas shoes bit, or about the guy who in the shoes. It's like now it's sounding like a scam because his dad's like got this like trunk full of women's shoes, and that's the only way he can get off. He's like, that's what Vietnam did to me. That's kind of how I feel about this guy. He wants the fight because it's the only way.
So we're just following this guy who can only gets off by murdering young hobos
yeah.
and watching new gods fight.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
On videotape?
Yeah, he watched Gotham last week, and he was like, I can kill hobos, too. I want to do that. It's a good idea. And
which hobo got killed?
At the very, very end, do you remember what happened at the end? So, spoiler for last week's Gotham.
I thought the Joker.
That's the thing. Hold on. Spoiler for last week's Gotham if you didn't watch it. So, Joker. Fast forward like 15 seconds. Seriously, if you don't want to know. So, Joker gets killed. But seeing him on TV, his spirit infects a whole bunch of people.
Oh, that's right.
Remember,
the hobo's getting stepped.
Yeah,
okay.
As his dad's like, you will be a horror for Gotham, like prophecy is playing over the end. There's like a guy two guys who follow a hobo into an alleyway and they stab him. And then his friend's like, ah, and then the guy stabs him. So, end of spoiler. So yeah, stabbing.
So now I guess we're back wherever Orion is and he's got his He-Man hair.
He really does. He's got
scumbag,
bad
fucking
hair.
Scumbag He-Man.
Fucking Scumbag He-Man.
The number one hit for my brother's band in high school.
You should actually play that.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, I was going to say you should actually play it in
here. Maybe.
As we go out, fucking Scumbag He-Man.
Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what fucking What's-His-Face looks like here.
Fucking Scumbag He-Man.
Yeah.
Like, look at this, like, right here. It looks like he's wearing, like, a rug on top of his hair, like his actual hair, so it's like a big bald spot. He's just got like a darker toupee on top of it. And then there's Slutty Halloween Skeletor.
Fortunate.
Slutty Skeletor.
So what is he talking? So he's received word from Mantis. So he wants to beat up Mantis because he visited.
He heard about the Hellbore, right?
Yeah, he heard about the Hellbore, and I guess Mantis is the reason why that's
there.
He showed up on New Genesis, and he's like, well, you know what? I gotta go slap around Mantis.
And she doesn't want him to wear his, like, helmet or something. She keeps trying to say, like, oh, why are you putting that on? Like,
because that's how he flies around on his little body scooter.
She's trying to get him not to, because I think it makes him more evil if he doesn't wear it or something.
Well, whatever.
I don't know. I didn't read the rest of this. So, like, not this book, but, like, the series. But I think that's what's going on. So he gets in his little, like, putt-putt scooter, and he's like, and he goes to find Mantis.
I like that he's got a little...
Yeah, just make...
I imagine it makes sounds like Jetson's cars.
No. Do you remember that Futurama where Fry has to, like, go in and, like, reset the universe?
Oh, yes,
and they
yes,
give
yes.
him, like, the Pootie Jr. or whatever.
Yes.
And like, as fast as he goes. Yeah, that's what I imagine Orion thinks of.
So he goes to find him. He goes off to find Mantis.
And he's sleeping, apparently.
He's apparently taking a nap.
In, like, a clamshell.
He's having a nap in his cocoon.
Clamshell.
Fucking, Orion's just like, get the fuck up, and he opens
he's like,
up.
Get the fuck up, bro.
He starts punching this poor guy. He's punching this guy.
Orion is the worst roommate. He's just wake up, dude, and just farts on his face. He's like, it's pretty much annoying.
Just drawing dicks on you the whole time.
You wake up, you're covered in dicks. Like, god damn it, not again.
He's just beating the shit out of Mantis.
Yeah.
Which I understand why he's beating him up, but...
He was sleeping, and then he takes him to hell.
Okay, so he beats him up, and then moments later, he takes him to the unholy sea, hidden beneath the surface of Apocalypse. Now, sea, for some reason, is spelled S-E-E.
I saw that, and I was trying to figure this out when I was reading it. So, because... Are we talking like a sea like an ocean? There it is spelled incorrectly. Or is this sort of referencing the Holy See, which is like the spiritual seat, like in Rome, which is spelled S-E-E?
Or it's just a sloppy editing mistake.
Well, that's what I mean. If it's spelled incorrectly, because it's, I don't know if it's an actual sea or if it's like, it's not water, it's just souls.
It looks like water, yeah, but it is a bunch of souls. There's a bunch of souls in there.
That's why I didn't know if it was spelled Holy See.
Oh, I didn't know about the Vatican.
Yeah, it's the ecclesiastical jurisdiction of the Catholic Church in Rome.
All right.
That's why it's called the Holy See, spelled S-E-E. So I didn't know if, like, because this is the lifeblood of Apocalypse, it's called the Unholy See,
right,
spelled S-E-E. I couldn't tell which one they were going for there. If that was a mistake or what.
So he wants to find out who messed around on New Genesis.
Yeah.
And he's like, say, that's my favorite part here. He's like, whose willing tool are you this time? You know, why did you do this? He's like, speak his name now or swim in hell forever.
Swim in hell. That's just like, I kind of feel like if
swim in hell.
If Orion had a metal band, like, that would be one of the songs.
Swim in hell, yes.
It would be called Swim in Hell Forever, and it would just, like,
don't burn in hell.
Swim in hell forever. Like that.
Don't burn in hell. Swim in hell.
Swim in hell.
Float in hell. Breaststroke in hell forever.
Do the butterfly. Backstroke. Maybe doggy paddle in hell forever.
Doggy paddle in hell forever. Mantis.
Well, that's the Kidz Bop version.
Doggy paddle in hell. Yes. Yes, it is. So he
he's like, no, it was Desaad, obviously. Who else would it be? It's always fucking Desaad.
Yeah, it was Desaad. And he throws him in the water anyways.
And he says, oops, when he drops him. Oops, the guy
with two O's, with three O's. Usually you see only two with two O's. And he's like, oops!
Yeah.
So what hell?
So, like, why are all these little faces watching?
Are those the souls?
No, that's what I can't figure out. It's like, whenever he does something bad, there's, like, these faces watching.
What, when Orion does?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, because he does this, and then, like, later on, like, that sexy Skeletor's faces are watching stuff going on. It's weird.
Okay.
I'm assuming there's something going on there, so.
So now we go to find Desaad.
Who's been watching.
He's been watching, and he's like, well, you know. He's like, let's get one of our drones on him or something.
And there's like a really, like, really over-ear drone dude.
Which is funny, because he's like,
hey, I'm Desaad, da-da-da-da. He's like, we know it, bro. Like, he literally says, I know.
He's like, yeah, bro, I get it.
Yeah.
Don't got a song. Okay, put your hand. Okay, yeah, whatever.
He's like, and he's what's your name?
All right, you're my guy now.
Great, awesome. Great. But shut your mouth and just do your thing.
Yeah, and he's like, go do something, whatever he has to,
like,
do.
I've got a mission for you.
I've got a mission for you. Go.
And so as
go find me the new Kidz Bop version of Swim in Hell.
Yeah. So as Orion is putting away over the Soul Sea, what's his ass shows up.
Light Ray.
Light Ray.
That's his name.
Yeah. And he's like, how'd you find me? He's like,
my name is Light Ray, and I'm really fast.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So,
he's like, oh, okay,
what
well,
up, bro?
Why don't you come back to my house?
Who, Light Ray's house?
Yeah, well, no, like,
oh, Ryan, because he lives there.
Yeah, he's like, come to my house. And I don't know, this is what I couldn't figure out, because I thought that there was, like, war between these two, but apparently it's okay to, like, jump planets.
Mm-hmm. They always have problems.
He's a new god, right? Nobody's like, oh, what the fuck are you doing here? Everybody's like, oh, that's cool.
This is why I don't know anything. I don't understand anything
so
about this stuff.
So he goes and he's like, well, here's my house. And then, of course, we have sexy Skeletor. And it's just like, look at my ass.
Yeah, it's all she's literally, it's like, literally she's a standard. And he's like, who's this chick? And she's like, look at my ass.
And she's like, hey, sexy.
And he's like, well, this
so
is my,
nice to meet you.
This is my
you.
Dude. Who, this is my friend Light Ray, who does not have He-Man hair like I do.
Yeah. And so it kind of makes Orion upset, because Light Ray's like kissing her hand. And I'm assuming rubbing his dick on her somewhere. You can't see it, but, you know. I'm guessing that's why that weird face is making that face.
That face is being like, ah, gross.
Yeah, gross face.
Yeah. So he shows him his dead mother box.
Yeah, he's like, my iPhone!
My iPhone is dead. I don't have an aux cord.
Yeah.
I can't get to the Apple Store. The Apple Store is always closed when I go.
There's no Apple Stores on Apocalypse. You know how difficult this is?
I have to, like, I can't mother box to Earth.
Can't mother box
to go to the
anywhere.
Apple Store.
Yeah. So you gotta help me out.
And the only other one was where that Hellbore was.
You guys blew it up.
You guys, and Mantis blew it up.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's the only
so I threw him, I made him swim in hell.
Yeah, forever, because goddamn it, I just need an aux cable. You know how easy those things break?
I can't check my email.
Yeah, I hope you weren't emailing me or anything. Like,
I'm going to miss all my favorite podcasts.
No, you know, it really sucks. I was in that really nice, like, recipe Facebook group, and, like, now I can't get any of the updates. And they were going to, like, I make a really bitching chicken tortilla soup that I was going to share.
I can't make the tortilla soup for you. All we've got is ramen. I'm so ruined. Sexy Skeletor doesn't even...
She doesn't like ramen. Sexy Skeletor doesn't like ramen.
Sexy Skeletor doesn't like Rossi. Now I feel better.
Yeah, good.
Now I feel better. That's a better phrase.
Oh, okay.
He was drugged by the sandwich.
That one doesn't want to make you jump out a window?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
No, it's good.
So he's like, here, take my mother box back to Apple. And he's like, are you sure?
Wait, does he give him the mother box?
Yeah, he does. Because he's like, oh, I think she's not really dead. And he's like, well, I want you to take her home.
At least Orion has my father box.
I don't know.
That was a father box.
Fuck if I know. I know what a mother box is. You know what's really fun, too, is if you mention mother box on Twitter or, like, any sort of, like, new god thing, mother box will actually ping you.
Yeah, mother
back.
On Twitter. It'll just say ping, ping,
it's
ping
just
on
ping,
Twitter.
Ping, ping.
Try it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. If you say, like, Big Barda or something, it'll ping you. If it's still up. But,
He's like, give me your nephew box.
Yeah. So he's like, here, have a mother box.
And Light Ray's dubious. He leaves, and he's dubious.
And he's like, that's not good, because he knows that, like, Orion... Because he asks Orion, like, why he's letting this sexy Skeletor see his real face, and he's like, well, you know, because she's sexy. And he's like, uh-oh, that's not good. So Light Ray's pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
And he, like, zooms away. And then Orion has another...
Spaz,
where he apparently is trying to be drafted by the Skeleton War.
Mm.
Because there's, like a little, just, like, tiny little box where it's just a skeleton being like, hey!
He's like, I will not yield.
He's like, no.
And he's like, I am myself again.
And then apparently she's happy about that.
Because he's like, dark side,
really
fuck you.
He looks terrible right there.
Yeah, he
like, his face looks like it's melting.
Yeah, it looks like his He-Man hair looks
awful. Look at his fucking eyebrows! Like, that's unacceptable.
Those are some Marty eyebrows.
Yeah, it's fucking Marty Scorsese eyebrows. It's fucking unacceptable.
Marty
bullshit.
Scorsese eyebrows.
No.
And, yeah, he's pissed at Darkseid, and he's like, I'm gonna go fight Darkseid. And, that's it.
Yep. That's it.
That is it for Orion number 9.
Yeah.
From February 2001.
That's it.
Next issue, he finds himself face to face with a giant wolf. Dog.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to... I don't know. Did you read this next issue?
Oh.
It's kind of batshit.
I do like batshit. You know, if somebody gave it to me, I'd probably read it.
Yeah, I wouldn't throw it out the window.
I would
treat it like a burned CD of the darkness.
I would not seek it out. But if someone gave it to me...
I didn't really seek this out either.
Yeah,
like, I just
you
happened,
found it.
We just happened to be looking through it. Now it's like, I feel like there's something here.
Yeah.
And there was, thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully for you, the listeners, you get to enjoy this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I figured, you know, what the hell? I mean, it's a series based on Orion, of all friggin' people.
I know.
You know, so who cares?
Yeah.
But apparently somebody did. Apparently Walt Simonson did, who's actually a very good artist.
Yeah.
He's a very prolific artist, and he's like, I'll take this on.
Yeah.
And he did.
Except he drew a stupid face.
He drew some crazy eyebrows, though. He's like, Marty... He's like, how do I draw eyebrows? Marty Scorsese.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
No.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening, folks. We should have an announcement, hopefully, maybe this week, about our time and date for
Kamikaze. But it will be at Kamikaze.
Kamikaze 2015.
Yeah.
Someday, let's just say, I'll just say, it might be on Sunday the 1st.
Well, that's what we're thinking.
We're thinking.
Yet again, TBD, We do not have a solidified.
Yeah, I think it's kamikazeexpo.com that you can look at. So
if you're in Los Angeles the weekend of Halloween and feel like coming to see us do this shit live, please do.
Yep, and we'll have a rad guest.
Yeah.
Can we announce our guest, too?
Yeah, he's confirmed, so you can say.
Well, he's confirmed, yeah. Our guest is going to be Mike Schmidt.
From the 40-Year-Old Boy Podcast.
40-Year-Old Boy Podcast. You've also heard him on many other podcasts in the world. Comedy Film Nerds, I think he's been on Mark Maron's podcast. So he's great.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
We're going to have some fun with that. I already know we're going to do DC Comics Presents at one point on that show. I haven't figured out our Marvel book yet.
Yep.
I was thinking about Cloak and Dagger, but I was like, you know what? This isn't good for, no. I don't want to have that burden of blind people,
Yeah, that's a bit heavy. That's something. It's a lot to ask of a guest.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
So, where can they find you?
Who, me?
You!
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean, S-H-A-W-N, is how you spell Sean. You can also find my Tumblr at theangryhero.tumblr.com. And please, also, too, SideshowNetwork.tv. I always don't think we say that at all.
No, we need to say that more.
Since it is, but obviously we're on Sideshow Network. But SideshowNetwork.tv, please check out all the fine shows there on the podcast network.
Yeah. And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. JenStansfield.tumblr.com, JenStansfield.wordpress.com.
All right. So, thanks, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.